T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
This is a blockbuster relationship rehab.
Oh my God, yeah.
And I just kind of blew it off like it was... Admittedly, I'm in Thanksgiving weekend mode. I've been trying to talk these two all morning long into blowing off tomorrow's show. Because now that I know that there's no kids in school tomorrow, although I didn't think they were in school today, but whatever. But now that I know that there's no kids in school tomorrow, I'm like, what are we doing? However, there will be a lot of people who will get out and get on the road tomorrow.
Yeah.
And there will be folks, you know, going to the airport and whatnot. Plus a lot of, you know, people work in this town.
Exactly.
So doggone it, we should be here. But through all of that, I just kind of stumbled my way through relationship rehab. And what do we got today? And I apologize. You hear me pick up the phone right there. And Scott, I apologize to you because this is big, and I have not given it the weight nor the gravity nor the attention.
Yeah.
I've been given this all along. You know, through the whole thing. Well, my God, let me just a little word of advice for everybody. Before we get into specifically what's happening with Scott, the holidays get you feeling a little nostalgic.
That's true.
The holidays get you feeling all warm and fuzzy inside. That could also be due to the drinking, but once you get the urge, like my boy Scott, to start looking folks up on the social medias, no good comes of this.
No, no. It's a rabbit hole of emotions.
No good comes of this. So, speaking of the rabbit hole, thank you for letting me off the hook, Scott, but holy crap. I really wished I'd have made a bigger deal out of this going into it. So, you ran across your ex, did you?
Yeah, but, you know, that's the thing is it wasn't even social. Like we ran across each other in person.
Oh.
So like I never looked her up on social. Like I'll admit that, you know, because after the breakup, you know, she was cheating on me when we broke up. So
for me,
it was just totally healthy to never, like I deleted all accounts, you know, unfriended people, shared friends. And after, you know, about 8 years, we don't have any common. There was no coming across each other on social. So it had to happen in person.
See, you're a good man. You're a smart man, Scott. I knew this.
A lot of people.
I knew this up front. You're a smart man.
A lot of people say they're like, oh, I don't think about my ex, but then they still look it up. So the idea that you purged completely, that's awesome.
But did I tell you what I did? I totally forgot. There was a mutual friend of ours, of my ex and I.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I met him through her. And then he got divorced, and I said, trust me, bro. It gets better, way better, like capital letters, way better. And my ex-wife comments on it. Well, thanks for that, or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So anyway, you run into your ex.
Well, right, and it made it even easier for me because she moved away, so she wasn't even in the same city.
Right.
So that was even nicer. So I wasn't expecting. I've been married now 3 years,
yeah.
And I my wife and I were out, and I ran across my ex. I tell my wife everything, so she knew. You know, she it wasn't a surprise. She was a little surprised to see her because we both thought she wasn't in town anymore. You know.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so my wife and I met pretty quickly after this terrible breakup, and the rest has been history. But when we bumped into them, and I say them because my ex-girlfriend had a little boy with her around the of 7. But he was right around that, so I guess you can probably guess why I'm freaking out a little bit today, because this kid kind of looks like my family.
That's what I was going to ask. You know? I'm like, oh my God, does he look like you?
Yes, he has. He sort of has, you know, my sister's eyes, and I kind of feel like he looks like me, you know. But I don't know. What do I know? I don't know anything about kids or genealogy. I'm worried. It's like maybe my imagination's getting away from me. You know, like, it was a quick interaction. You know, I just asked her if she moved back. It was pleasant. You know, she said she moved back to the east side, and she said they bought a new place. She said she wanted her son to go to a specific school, so that's why they moved back out here. And then, you know, just sort of quickly dismissed herself, had a run. Nice seeing us. I was getting the vibe that Dad wasn't in the picture anymore, but again, it was quick. I don't know. I don't know what I should do.
There's the thing. That's the one thing you have to keep in mind. She did cheat on you, but but it wasn't like you guys weren't having your own, like, you know, intimate times anyway. Right. When you found out, you know what I mean?
Did you ever see the guy?
Right.
Have you ever seen the guy that she was cheating on you with?
Yes.
Does he look like you?
Does she have a type?
No.
I mean, yeah, maybe she has a type.
Dude, no, I don't know. It's very, very much not like me.
Maybe this is thinking too much. Was the dismissing like when she was trying to leave and stuff? Did it seem like she was in a panic?
Well, you know, what are the odds that everybody would be there together in the lady things aisle at Target?
You know? No.
I've been wanting to get that line out since we picked up the phone. but anyway, no.
It didn't seem like she was panicked. It didn't seem like she was nervous or scared. It just seemed like, you know, it just seemed quick, you know. It seemed like she had somewhere to go. But that's the thing is, like, you know, I could easily open up that rabbit hole, like we were saying at the top of the call, but I don't want to, you know. I don't want to go down that stretch I don't have to.
Then don't. You don't have to.
Yeah, but here's the problem.
Hang on, let me finish.
Okay.
I appreciate whatever you're about to say. Probably not. But look, if she's, what are we deciding? This was seven. Yeah.
It was 8 years ago. Kids.
Yeah.
Seven.
Ish. So, you're guessing. So the kid's somewhere in the neighborhood. But if she hasn't come, if she hasn't come,
my wife works for an elementary school, so like, and she teaches kids around that age, so he seems like he's got to be around there.
Yeah. Is your wife putting two and two together? I would start. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we are together. No, we're talking about it. You know,
Do you guys? Well, here's the thing. Do you want to? I mean, do you want to be in this kid's life? Then you go back to your ex, and he goes, "I'm my kid." But if she's not pressing, and she's somewhat decided to phase you out, shut you out, keep you out,
right?
You know, then and I understand. I understand all the emotions, but
that's the question you have to ask yourself: do you want to be involved if this is your kid? That is the number one question right there. Do you want to be involved? Because clearly she doesn't care if you're involved or not. So you
know what? I'll
yourself.
Be perfectly honest. It's more the idea of, you know, back pay for child support. Because, you know, that and not planning for that expense.
Oh.
You know, if she's here in town and then I get a court summons rather than just reaching out, you know, I just want to be prepared for it. You know, and that's also a financial expense to consider.
Somebody on the Centennial Toyota text line is asking if your ex's name is Terry. Because he thinks that he was the one that she was hooking up with. So that's very funny. I'm sorry, not laughing, but yeah.
You guys can get together and figure this out.
Well, maybe Terry's got a kid.
No.
That's, yeah. That's my guess.
Or whatever that person's, you know.
Your ex is not named Terry.
Okay. My ex is not named Terry. Okay. But that person might have a kid out there. That's all I'm saying.
That's funny.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is all on you. I mean, and I hate to say that.
I think it has a lot to do with your wife, though. You guys need to come to a decision together of what's going to happen.
Sure.
Yeah.
But sure. But at the beginning, but at the very, at the heart of this, this really does come back to Scott and, you know, do you want a relationship with this kid? I don't know that does that play? Like all of a sudden she can go, hey, 7 years later. Yeah. I've been able to get a hold of him.
Yeah, you can do that. I looked it up.
That sucks.
Yeah,
That would suck. Did she?
Well, and they do like an income based payment plan, but still gotta, you know, it's just another whatever bill on top of everything else I got going on. Well, you know, and it's not that I wouldn't want to be in this kid's life. I'd be fine with that. Yeah, I would probably, you know, as long as the situation was copacetic, I'd be fine with that. But it's not something I'm seeking out. And if she's not seeking it out either, you know, I don't know. It's just, I don't know.
No, that's exactly it. Yeah. For me, what you just said, that's the answer. And if you're still worried about the whole back child support payment thing, change your name and move to Mexico. That's you know, other than that, you know, just, you know, just start running now. I would get rid of all social media accounts and make it so she can't find you. You know? But other than that,
yeah.
For me personally, it would just continue to weigh on me. So I gotta know now. Can you call us back and let us know if it ends up being your kid? I'm sorry.
Hang on, we'll call her. Do you want us to call her?
Oh man. Well, I don't have her number anymore. See, that's the thing. The only way I'd be able to get in touch would be on social media.
Every time you get a number you don't recognize, you're thinking,
I didn't even think of that.
Does she have your number? No.
I changed my number. No, I changed my number since we were together.
No, then you might still be okay.
Yeah.
I would, you know, I may go back and take a look at those, you know, at your Facebook settings.
Yeah. You know. Just maybe.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
And I'd never go to that Target again. I'm only half joking about that. Every time I would go into that Target, I would think,
It sounds like you want to be involved, so just go with your gut on this one. It sounds like like you want to be involved, so you just got to get some answers on whether or not.
Really, I don't hear that at all.
I was like, am I misreading this? No?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
A little. All right. Well, good luck, man. Happy Thanksgiving. Well,
thanks for talking it out.
This really is, and I think that's is the most important thing here, and I think you already know the answer. In your heart, Scott. It's in your heart. I don't want to make it sound like I'm making jokes, but I think you already know.
Yeah.
But you can't get a hold of her anyway, so whatever.
Yeah, I might have to do the rabbit hole. I'm just not looking forward to it, you know?
Yeah, talk to your wife first about that.
Exactly.
She's the one that wants to do it.
Oh, man.
Well, good. Let her write the check then.
Yeah.
Yuck. All right, brother. Happy Thanksgiving. We got to run.
All right. Thanks.
We could go around in circles forever.
Exactly.
And I dig him. I want to go have beers with Scott.
Yeah.
And just figure this out. Yeah, and I want to. And the ex seems like a little bundle of crazy as well.
A little bit,
which seems interesting. All right, relationship rehab.
The Chef Buchanan Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows.
Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.